are continuing our shiurim on Binyan Ariel, and we're on page now Kuf Pei Aleph. That's 181, all the way at the bottom. And the new subject is Sedei Spashut Or Anaranchi Beolamot Ak Abia Vechitzoniut Haolamot Vishtalmutam B'Madrega L'Madrega. Okay, so we're going to talk about how the Shefa of Naranchi Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechida is going to mispashit, how it goes flowing down into all the worlds, the five worlds, which again are Ak and Abiyah. Now, as we know, there are the chitzonis of the olamot and the penimiot. So specifically, we're speaking about the exterior parts of the world. So let's start. Hine milvad milvad hitma'atut or hashefa animshach bichitzoniut olamot machmat amisachim anal. Od mitma'ed o be'atzmo bispashtuto lemata mimadrega lemadrega. So we learned yesterday that there is a musa called mesachim, meaning filters between all the worlds, between Adam Kadmon and Atzilut, Atzilut Briya, Yitzia, and so on and so on. There is a filter, and the purpose of that filter, we said, is in order to memide the or, to lessen the shefa, in order that the tachtoni should be able to receive it. Besides that one way of memayat the or, there's also another way to memayat the or, is that the pure fact that the or descends from level to level, by definition, the light will filter itself out. Ulekol olam nimshach min or echad and then finally, through this process, or these two processes of light being mimicked itself, finally each world will receive exactly the amount of frequency of light that it needs.
Or hanimshach milimala bispashtuto limata yigdal erko limata v'kifi shaya limala kach v'kechol shekechol shu mispashet v'olech mevadreg lemadrego yoter v'yoter hu nigdal erko v'nishtalem ki me'at or limala nechshav l'ribuy or limata.
So let's read that again. Ha'klal b'zeh, and this is the rule. Ki le'olam, for every time, kol min ha'or nimshach milimala, every time the or comes from limala limata, it's descending downward, mispashtut limata, yigdal erko limata, kifi shaya limala. The erech of the matter will be lefi the mala. Kach shebekol, shekechol shehu mispashet v'holech, it further goes down from madrega lemadrega, yoter v'yoter hu nigdal erko umishtalem. The quality will purify itself, will get better. Kimat or lemala nechshav l'riboy or lemata. V'hu ki kasher ratzon ha'en sof baruch hu la'ashpia hu, the ratzon of the en sof baruch hu is what? La'ashpia l'tachtonim ishtalem ba'olam asiyah, in order to get complete in the world of asiyah. Shehu koma shlema shel or debechinat nefesh techlalut. That is the lowest world, is connected the bechinat nefesh. Shehu bihiyoto shalem bekol chelkei nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida apchataim shelo, az mashpia ein sof or bechinat nefesh bilvad leor leadam kadmon. So therefore, since the whole purpose is that there should be ashlamut of the system, meaning that it's not good enough just to have a chaya or yechida or a neshama or ruach. You need all five chalakim, which is called the ranchi. Now the all starts from the top and comes downwards. Now at the top is at its finest level, meaning it's the yechida. But the truth of the matter is, even though you're at the highest level, but it sounds a bit counterintuitive, but even though you have the highest level, doesn't necessarily mean you have the lowest level. Let me give you an example. It's if you were to build the roof without the walls. You build the roof, right? You put pillars up, right, in four corners. and you build a roof on top. You say, well, since we built the roof already, that means we build the entire house. Well, that's not necessarily true. It's true that usually the roof is the last stage of the binyan. You just happen to skip and get there, but you still have a lot of work till you build up everything till the roof. Then you have to build the walls, you have to build the interior, and so on and so forth. So same thing over here, Kiviyochol. What you have is that you have the highest light. Everything's contained in the world, in the all, at its higher, pristine level, which is called Yechidah. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have all the other levels which are underneath there in its basic forms, right? You have to have everything not only in its pristine form, but also you have to have everything in its basic forms as well. Therefore, it's incumbent on the light to come down and sort of extend itself, right? Like you have these telescopes which fold into each other and fold out, you know, they expand and they retract. So as the telescope is at its fully compressed form, it's very, very small. But that's not the full use of the telescope. You have to expand the telescope, right? You got to open up the umbrella in order to get the full usefulness of that thing. Same thing with the all. You have everything compressed there in the Olam of Adam Kadmon, in its pristine stage of Yechidah, which is the highest of all levels of lights. But that's not good enough. That's not the will of Hashem to stay in that pristine state. He wants the all to come down and extend itself for that all levels should be expressed in its fullness. Like this telescope being expanded, all the chalakim should be removed one from the other. That's what he's saying over here. V'kashen yitpashet oda all le'olam atzilut, hu nigdal be'erko. So as much as it goes down, it expands itself and it becomes greater in quality. V'nechshav k'shtei b'chinot nefesh ruach ba'olam atzilut. And it's considered to be as a nefesh and ruach, believe it or not, because it's still in a primary stage. When the oil finally goes down, it started at Adam Kadmon, Atzilut. Now Bria, who nigdal yod, it comes greater. Again, remember this motion of the expansion of the telescope. Now there's three chalakim kanal: nefesh, ruach, neshama, ba'olam Bria. וכאשר עובר מספשת בעולם היצירה שוב נגדל יותר becomes even greater ונחשב מעתה כארבע בחינות נפש רוח נשמה וחיה בעולם היצירה וכאשר עובר עוד להספשת בעולם עשייה הוא משתלם בהספשתותו לשיעור קומה שלם הכל חמש בחינות נפש רוח נשמה חיה יחיד בעולם עשייה. Then finally it comes down and it's fully extended itself, it's in its primary stage. That means it's completely completely unfolded. Hare shekasher olam asiya kabel neranchi. Therefore, when the world of asiya will receive the full flux of this shefa, which is completely expanded, which is neranchi and its best form, shehu koma shlema shel or shefa, it's a completely extended form. אז עולם היצירה קיבל נרחה. עולם בריאה קיבל נרן. עולם יצירה קיבל נר. עולם אדם כמון קיבל אור הנפש שלו בלבן. שוב בחינת האור המקביל והנאות לעולם עשייה. שוב בחינת נפש וכללות כל העולמו. So it's going to receive, the highest word is going to receive Nefesh, meaning the tamsis, the full flux of the shefa of nefesh, and that's gonna reflect itself on the fact that the world of Asiya has also received that nefesh, sort of a mirror image of that. V'kasher rotzon ha'matzil hu lamshich shefa shalem ranchi le'olam ha'tzira shu b'chinat ruach dechlalot kol ha'olamot. אז הוא ממשיך לאק שתי מדרגות של אור שהם נפש ורוח, ומהם נמשכים להצילות שלוש המדרגות נפש ורוח נשמה, בבריאה מקבלת ארבעה בחינות נפש ורוח נשמה חי וחיה, ויצירה משתלמת בכל חמש בחינות נפש רוח נשמה חי ויחידה, באופן שמדרגת הרוח כאשר נמשך לאק גורמת להמשיך יצירה נרנחי כולם, כי עולם יצירה הוא בחינת רוח דכללות. So it's working in both facets. It's working in the fact that the all is coming from its pristine stage and coming down, developing itself. It starts off as a nefesh and developing it. It's like a flower opening it up and it's coming down, and there's a ruach being developed, and then there's a neshama. Even though we usually view this process militata le'ela, but he's saying that you can also see it mile'ela le'tata. V'ka'asher ratzon ha'matzil hu l'amshich naranchi b'shleimut le'olam ha'briya shu neshama d'chlalut. So again, not to get mixed up, that each world can be called two things. It can be called two things. Why? Because again, you could be looking at militata le'ela, or you could be looking mile'ela le'tata. So if you look at it mitata le'ela, so world of siyas nefesh, world yetzirah is ruach, the world of briyah is neshama, the world of atzilut is chaya, the world of ak is yechida. That's the way you usually view it. But you could view it mile'ela le'tata, the opposite direction. Means it's completely compressed, a little bit more compressed, a little more extended, a little more extended. That would be the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, starting from the other way around, from top to bottom. Now, third point. Now, each world will itself get a full flux of the whole neranchi for itself, because everything is subdivided. So even though, for example, as he's speaking about over here, that the world of Bri'ah is, when you talk militata le'ela, it's nefesh world neshama, it's going to be a neshama in the big scope of things, that neshama itself will receive the entire dose of nefesh world neshama chai yechida, because that's the way it is. Everything is subdivided, everything is subcontained and subdivided inside itself. So I'll read that again. V'kasher ratzon ha'matzil hu להמשיך נרנחי בשלמות לעולם הבריאה שהוא הנשמה דכללות, אז הוא ממשיך לאק נרן והצילות נרנח ונמשך לבריאה נרנחי שלמי. That's what he's going to do. שהרי נשמה באדם הקדמון נערכת בנרנחי שלמים בעולם הבריאה שהוא בחינה נשמה דכללות כל העולמות. וכאשר, then he continues on the cheshbon, the same fault, the same logic. וכאשר רצון המציל הוא להמשיך נרנחי להצילות, אז הוא ממשיך נרנח לאק. ונמשך ממילא נרנחי שלמים בהצילות. וחיה לאק, הוא מקבלת להצילות שהוא חי בכללות כל העולמות. הרילן, therefore he summarizes. We come out. וכאשר נשתלמו כל העולמות בקבלתם אור שפע אינסוף הנמשך להם דרך אק. So it comes that as the שפע now is coming from top to bottom via אק to the lower world, אז אק עצמו יש בו ארבע מדרגות נרנח. Therefore אק will end up to have four levels, נפש הוא הנשמה החיה. ושאר ארבע עולמות כולם שם נרנח דכללות. Everything will receive, it's all the lower worlds will receive its שפע from the נרנח. קיבלו נרנחי שלמים, דהיינו נרנחי דנפש בעשייה ונפש דאק. So the lowest world, which is the world of עשייה, will receive נרנחי of the נפש, which originates from the נפש of אדם קדמון. ונרנחי דרוח ביצירה מרוח דאק. נרנחי דנשמה בבריאה דנשמה דאק, נרנחי דרכה דאצילות דמחיה דאק, ויחידה דאק בעצמו נמשכת לו מאין סוף על ידי בחינות שלמעלה, שהיא ראשית הספשטות הקו דאין סוף שמעל לכתר דאדם קדמון. Now I have to preface that this was a little bit complicated, for the simple fact that this is the shita of Rashash. This is Na Shalom Daf Yutet Amud Aleph, and also in the Akdamot of the Korban, the Rashash speaks this out in other various places. So we know that Shitas Rashash is not always the simplest, but not Meyayish. This is just Shitas Rashash. It's Hashem. When you go over the different sugyas, it's not as intricate as this. Let's continue. Now Kuf Pei Gimel We're in the new subject called Ofen Havarat Hashefa Me'olam Le'olam Al-Idei Amalchut Shel Elyon Shenasit Ketesh Tachton. So let's start. Ve'ata. Tzirichim anu livaer b'ofen havarat shefa. We're now going to explain the way the shefa it passes from the chitzonot of the olamot, from the exterior parts of the world, der matach sheben kol olam olam. V'hu ki yadua davar shesfirot malchut nikraim ani ve'ayin. We know that the lowest world, lowest sphira, I should say, it's called ani, or ayin. It's just the letters in a different order. Vuhu dilyota svira chonona delolam haolam elyom. We know that's the lowest world. Malchut is kenege, the world of Asiya. Nikra ani. It's called ani. Mitzashu b'chinat gluya amuseget elatachtonim besod ma'pashta ma'yadata. Like the pasuk says, like the Zohar says, ma'pashta ma'yadata means it. Why is it called ani? Because ani is something which is manifested. The most manifested world, the world which is clearly visible to us, is the world that we live in. That is the ani, that is the manifestation of the world. That's why the malchut is called ani. Olam, ha'olamot v'apartzufim svirot le'olam em ne'atzim ni'utzim sofam b'tchilatam. And each world is positioned one inside of the other. Liyot sof ha'elyon rosh ha'tachton. So they're all linked like a chain. Like a chain. Each link of the chain is intertwined with the low one below it and the one above it. That's the way the partsufim look like. She'amalchut dekol madrega elyona nasit ketesh l'madrega shelemata mimenu. So every malchut of the higher world actually makes the keter of the lower world. V'le'olam ha'keter nikra ayin. And we know that the ket is always called ayin. Ayin. That it's not visible, bechlal. Ayin, evuata, means it's not visible, it's not here. Besod, v'chokhma me'ayin timatze. Where are you going to find the chokhma? It's not visible. That's the ket. The ket is not part of the parts, it's above the parts. It's the crown that you put on top of your head, it's not actually part of you. V'lechem b'kol madregot, v'olamot partzufim asfirot, v'malchut shel ha'elyon hu'ad be'atzma. Nasit keshir the tachton. That's the rule that the malchut makes the keter of the tachton. Now, ubichin azlu nikra a malchut ayin. That's why the malchut is also can be considered as a keter, and therefore we know it's the same madrega. Again, the malchut of the lowest part of the palts of Elyon is called malchut. That makes the keter of the tachton. And therefore, they share the same space. And therefore, even though Malchut is called Ani, and Ket is called Ayin, but it's the same thing. Therefore, Malchut can be called Ayin as well. Ubi'u ra'inin hu ki arat ha'shefa atachtonot de Malchut shel olam ha'elyon yoredet le'olam ha'tachton mimenu. We know that what? That the chef of the tachton, the malchut, sholalam elyon, yored leolam tachton mimenu, biyiridata lemata hi shoveret el masach sheben olam elyon letachton minasis keter baolam lemata. So what's going to happen is that the part of which is on top, its malchut will break through the masach which divides it and the lower world, creating with it the keter. Va'al yada. Bemsauta yodim aorot anishpaim me'ayin me'ensof bechitzoniut haolamot, and through this process of the all being mashpi from the ensof and the chitzonot of the olamot mulubash bebechinat haChokma obina oza omachu de'agal ve'atzilut ve'debriya ve'atziya ki kol anal me'olam le'ol. This is the same process going to happen. The malchut of whichever world you're talking about is going to break through into the lower world, creating the keter of the lower world. Okay? This is an Etz Chaim Shagimo Perek Aleph. Let's continue. Ot Tzadi Bet. Sod Kiseh Shba'olam HaBriyam שעניינו הספשטות בחינת התני, דמלכות הצילות, להתלבש בראש בריאה וכן הוא בעולם, בכל העולם. Same time, the subject, how the upper world influences and creates the lower world's keter. עוד צדי בית. דומן הזה נעשה גם בפנימיות העולמות. So the same process we just described in the earlier also applies to the pnimiyot olamot. Sha'arat shlosh ha'tiferet v'nahim shel ha'malchut v'atzilut yordim lemata l'rosh ha'briyah. As we described, the malchut of the top partsuf, of the higher partsuf, will descend into the lower partsufim. Now, inside the malchut you have it's subdivided into 10 sefirot. So which part of the malchut goes down? So the shlish tiferet, it's the third, the lowest third of the tiferet, and the netzach hod yisod of the malchut will go down. For example, in this example, the atzilut, the malchut of the atzilut will go down into the head and create the head of the world of bria, the keter, I should say. Und mitlabeshim toch pinimut Shalosh Rishonot the Olam Briya. It's going to go actually not only into the Ket, also into the Chabad of the Briya, of World of Briya. Shem Klalut Arba Sfirot Ket Chochma Bina V'Daat. Shuhu V'hu Ke'ein Shenimshach Im Amochim MiParzuv LeParzuv ShebaOlam Atzilut Al Yedei Shanai Shel Elyon Mitlabeshim BeGar Shel Tachton. And that's the process. The process is that, again, the Nai of the Elyon is midlabish into the Gal of the Tachton. Same thing. So sometimes you'll find it described as the Malchut going down into the head of the lower Patsuf, and sometimes it's going to be described as the Nai going down. It's the same thing. Kein hu gam b'chlalut me'olam le'olam v'pnimit ha'olamot v'ali dey zeh ha'es esfiro de bria nasit sot kiseh u'merkava le'oram ha'mochim shel atzilut. So it comes out that the 10 Sefirot of Bria is going to be a kise, a chair, a bed kibul, a merkava, a chariot for the orot of the Atzilut mispashtet mitlabishim betochem. This is very, very crucial to understand this, because this is one of the basic principles of Halbasha, and you'll need this in order to understand the Kavanas properly. V'hu ki yeshnan bebriya shesh ma'alot l'kise. Because in the world of Bria, there are six levels to the kise, to the kise kavod, as they call it. V'hen ashisha k'tzavod b'chinat haguf the olam ha'briya. Those are the six extremities of the guf ba'olam ha'briya. V'hen yesh aba ragli ha'kise. There are four legs to the kise. והם ארבע ראשונות כך בא בבחינת הראש דעולם הבריאה. And the legs actually will be the top, the head. והכיסא והמושב and the actual sitting area בעצמו נתון על גבי ארבע רגלי הכיסא הוא בחינת התני דמלכות דאצילות מתלבשים בראש הבריאה. So the actual seat of the chair is going to be the tani of the מלכות of the tzilut which is going up and going into it. והמלכות בריאה אפשר שהיא בבחינת האדום לרגלי המלך היושב על כיסא בסוד פסוק והארץ אדום רגלי וכן הדר זה הוא גם בשעה עולמות של תעני של עולם של מלכות של עליון יורדים למטה בראש העולם התחתון ממנו מנסים מהם מוחים וכי ידוע שבחינת פנימיות עולמו נמשך הם מוחים גם מעולם הלאום בחלות עד סוף עשייה כנה. So that's the process. As I'll repeat, we have the malchut of the parts of Elyon, or the olam Elyon, going down into the rosh of the parts of Atachton. And therefore, you can also refer it as the tani of the malchut of, in our example, Vatzilut, will be going into the kachbad of the world of Bria. Let's continue. Ot Tzadid Gimel on page Kuf Pehe. Sod Galut Ashchina she yoredet ha-malchut atzma shel olam elyon limata merosh olam atachtan. We're going to speak about the Shchinta b'galuta. The Shchina which is in Galut. הנה, יש נאות בחינה של ירידת המלכות הנקרא גלות השכינה ומיעוט הירח. והוא כי מחמת אמונו של ישראל יורד לפעם ממלכות בעצמה והצילות בכל שיעור כמתה עצמה בשלמותה מתלבשת בתוך הכיסא. שהוא הרת את העני שלה נעשה מוחים בראש עולם הבריאה, וירידה זדי זו היא מחמת הפגם שעל ידי אבונות התחתונים, ולכן כאשר תהיה עד רצון בעולם, אז תחזור המלכות עצמה לעלות שוב למקומו בעולם הצילות. So, we spoke about beforehand about the Ara, about a Shefa coming down from the Malchut of the Elyon into the Keter of Tachton, or the Kachbar of the Tachton. Here sometimes we find even worse than that. We find that the worse than that, meaning that because of the Avonot of Klal Yisrael, what happens is the actual Malchut of the Elyon comes down herself, which is very, very significant. And Alidei Tshuva, she's able to go back up. Now, והגם שגלות שכינה דבחינת הצילות הוא בסוד ירידת כל עשר ספירות במלכות הצילות למטה בראש הבריאה, הנה בשאר עולמות רק המלכות במלכות שלהם היא יורדת מעולם לעולם למטה בראש העולם התחתון ממנו בסוד גלות שכינה. So there's a difference between the malchut of Atzilut going down to Bria as opposed to the malchut of all the other worlds going down to the lower world. When the malchut of Atzilut goes down to Bria, it's only the Esses Sfirot, the entire malchut will go down. That's pretty significant. But when you come to the lower worlds, only the malchut of the malchut will go down into the kachbar of the lower world. וירידה זו בבחינה פנימית העולמו וכן בדוגמה נעשה גם בבחינת החיצוניות יונו. This process will happen even in the חיצוניות of the עולמות. Okay, fine. We go up to Kuf Pei Vav. We're going to stop it here.